A recent study by the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences shows that Bangalore has the highest suicide rate in the country. In India, one person in his or her prime dies due to an injury every 3 seconds. While the usual factors for these deaths are accident or violent brawls, since the past few years, a new and extremely alarming reason has been added: suicide. A study conducted by Dr. G. Guru Raj, Professor and Head of Department of Epidemiology, and Dr. Mohan K. Isaac, Professor in Department of Psychiatry at National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, NIMHANS, reveals that the urban Bangalore has the highest number of suicides in the country and the trend is increasing. Experts say it is precisely the hype over its fast development, the almost sudden influx of multinationals into the study, that has caused the people unaware.
Some important issues that came out from our study was that suicides are becoming a major problem among the youth and the middle-aged people. We observed an increasing occurrence of suicides in the 20 to 40 years age group, which is the most prime age of an individual, you know, the most responsible age of an individual. It also occurs equally among men and women. There's not been much difference, which is something very different from the Western countries.
And even the regular factors like high stress, an eroding value system, lack of social support structures, which are common to all metros, are particularly severe in Bangalore.
Well, in Bangalore, like, we have, as per the 1999 reports, about 1,900 people who have completed suicides. And we estimate nearly 15,000 people might have attempted suicides. And nearly, 50 times this number who might have thought about a suicide. And this is very high in the younger age groups. It is very high in the economically productive age groups. And that's where it is a big problem.
Experts say the need is now to undertake strict preventive measures like banning of illegal drugs and also implementation of various suicide dealing camps in schools and colleges.
We need to think whether it is possible to restrict the availability, easy availability of these organophosphorus compounds and drugs, the common metacid, rat poison, TIC-20, things of that type. The second thing is, how can we identify people who are on the verge of suicides? Because it is easy to identify these people and to offer them help.
For a bank officer's wife, it was illness and depression that made her to attempt suicide. She survived but feels depression is still dominating her.
Taking orders, I want to end my life because of frustration. Health frustration.
What did you do?
I took overdose of medicines.
Why do you want to commit suicide?
Because of health problem.
You are married?
Married.
How many?
2 children.
Bangalore, despite these alarming figures, is not an isolated case, but is in fact a mirror to what unruly urbanization and obsessive fascination for ultra-modern values can lead to. Ashima Sharda, ANI.